This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefma Never Told You, production of iHeartRadio. So for today's Monday mini, we're going to kind of take a breather for ourselves because we've had a lot of things going on and continuing to go on. But as we've mentioned, Samantha has just moved, is in the middle of moving. And I thought it'd be cool if you could just sort of give us an update on how that has been, what the process has been like, how are you doing, the whole thing.
The whole thing. The whole thing is a lot. So yeah. It's been about a month-long process. To be honest, the beginning to end of looking for a house to closing was pretty short. Very short, to the point that my loan officer was like, yeah, that's the quickest I've seen a turnaround. It's one bidding for a house and then getting the house. And the housing market is really gross and ugly. Atlanta is really gross and ugly. And I have a feeling it's a lot like that everywhere in the United States. Not sure outside of the United States. Those who are outside the United States, let us know. Because yeah. There's a lot of odd happenings in the housing market. A lot of ugly play, behind the scenes play by a lot of different capitalist venturists / money mongers. I don't even know how to say it. It's pretty gross. But yes, so I have bought my first house.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first adulthood venture that you and I used to talk so much about. And it's been long. And tiring. I am very tired. We did get to move everything in. I am officially moved in. I'm only in one place, no longer in two or three places, but it's chaos. And I'm not sure about you or any of you listeners, but when the state of my place is chaos, not just messy, but like chaos where you can't find anything, everything's out of order, nothing's in its room, it starts affecting you. So I have these moments that I get giddy because I'm like, oh, look at my house. It's super fun. I'm outside my own backyard and I'm in the front in my own, you know, all these good things, reminding my dog how lucky she is and that we did this all for her, you know, all those good moments. But yeah, overall, it's kind of wearing, but very, very excited. And I know that I am very privileged to be at this point. I know it has taken a lot to get to this point for me. So it's very interesting. I couldn't have done this earlier. I don't think I could have taken the mental and emotional drain as well as physical toll at any younger age, to be honest. So I am completely shocked by those who I have known. Like, they bought a house right outside of college. And I'm like, wow, how did you do this? I don't feel like I could have functioned as an adult on my own. But that's just me. And I've had my partner as a part of this. So we made the big significant move of moving in together, which is a whole other conversation you and I have had, Annie, where I'm like, this should be a bigger deal, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Everything at this point in time in my age is just about convenience. And it just made sense. And that was kind of the big decision push. Like, there was nothing else outside of, all right, yeah, this, of course, why wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. So, and my parents, they assumed that we would be moving in together. But as religious as they were, they're really good at being good about it and haven't said anything. But they are also the same ones that will go and tell my other siblings how disappointed they are. Or something, I'm sure. It's fine. But yeah, so that's where I am. And it's been interesting as a homebuyer, as a woman, to do this on my own. There's no real pushbacks. There hasn't been any big questions. I've had to do a lot of research. A lot of research. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And other than like, tired, are you feeling like, I mean, congratulations.
Thank you, yes.
Are you feeling, I don't know, honestly. Like, it's hard for me to envision buying a house. So just how is it other than tiring?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't made a payment yet. So I'll let you know how that goes.
Okay.
But throughout my process, I've had Melody Bray, who is the friend of the show. She has been on for a while. She was my real estate person. Agent, and she really walked me through the entire process. We have talked about, you know, buying conscientiously, making sure that we are not undermining a good family, not doing foreclosures, not going through bad investors. So was able to do this like less guilty in being able to come into this privileged moment. The neighbors around me are very kind. They've lived here for 20 years. So it's really nice to see that and getting to know them. Very friendly, letting us know the history of the house and just like how it went about. And even the history is like, okay, nothing feels gross about this. Like the original owners and the builders left after their kids moved out and they just wanted a smaller home. And I'm like, that makes me feel better. I made a profit off of it. Investors bought it for Airbnb for a minute, and then a young couple bought it for a minute, and then they moved because of the job. So everything just fell into place, and I felt less guilty in knowing that I didn't disrupt something and or was the cause of someone's, burden.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice to know. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if it's fully hit me yet, other than trying to decide things like, should we paint the house? Should we do this to the thing? Should we do something for the backyard? Which, by the way, we have a lot of overgrown growth in the back. I really want to get goats to eat it. But that's the whole process too.
I love that you went straight to goats.
So it wasn't straight. I was like, what do I do? A friend of mine mentioned it because I talked about it before. I was like, oh my God, yes, we could rent goats. I really want to rent goats.
What do you think Peaches would do around a goat?
She would lose it. She'll be inside barking at the goats the entire time, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's this whole venture, like making my own decisions, trying to figure this out, understanding what I do and don't like. And I still don't know because I'm not good at decorating. I have no vision for that. I honestly don't care. I just don't want it to look ugly.
Okay. I love that. I can't wait to see it. And I'm going to slowly sneak in Star Wars items around your house.
You have a room here, so you can decorate it.
Oh, my mind. The options. I'm already like overflooding with ideas.
It's going to be disco themed for disco look room.
Oh my gosh. I have an update about the disco Luke costume. I'm going to send you some pictures, but it's coming along nicely.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position, warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Well, you just got back from a nice little beach day, which was like a whole Star Wars themed trip, correct?
Yes, it was a very, very nerdy weekend. It started as I had two friends who kind of like cautiously admitted that because of my Star Wars love and because I'd gotten them into Star Wars fan fiction, they wanted to rewatch the prequels. And they hadn't seen them since high school. And I was like, I can make this happen for you. I can guide you through this journey. And so we were trying to find a weekend where we could go to the beach and do it. And then I wanted to do it to coincide with the 45th anniversary of A New Hope and the premiere of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And it worked out. And there were four of us there. And there were lightsabers and droids and temporary Star Wars tattoos and Disco Luke cosplay. And we made quite the impression on the neighbors in that area, I will tell you. Everyone loves Star Wars. They all were like, oh my God, this is so cool. Thank you. Cool is the correct word for what is happening here.
Well, you know, I feel like the prequels are coming into a redeeming level. Especially right now. The love for Obi-Wan, the love for Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen. I feel like things have kind of turned around for that.
Yeah, which is interesting because I have a similar idea that will happen to the sequels. And not some people really love the sequels. The sequels experience a lot of hate, but not the same level as the prequels did, at least as an overall thing.
Right.
The prequels were like, we hate these. It was interesting to watch that because I've seen them recently. I've seen them with you. they hadn't seen them since high school, and it was interesting to see their reactions. And I will say, I was surprised by a few of them. For one, they liked Attack of the Clones better than I thought they would. They seem to remember it as way worse, which has maybe worked in its favor. So they liked Attack of the Clones more than I thought they would. They were very, like, almost brought to tears by some scenes because they were like, this is so sad. I'm like, yes, it is. And they loved Padme, which I was very happy with. I'm like, yep, she's awesome.
Who
she got screwed over,
Padme?
But she's awesome.
Yes. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. The perfect crop top, as we've talked about many times.
Oh my God. I didn't even have to say anything. I was trying to be quiet because I have so many thoughts and opinions and stuff. And I was like, are they going to sit? And immediately they're like, what is this? Why does she have a perfect crop top? I'm like, exactly.
There it is. Thank you for acknowledging this faux pas.
Yes.
So there's a conversation about whether or not they're going to try to do a Jar Jar Binks show. Have you heard this?
Oh, I have not.
It may be just like a put out there in Twitter world in order to like stir up some drama. But like enough that he got some hate and had to come back and be like, hey, I know you're still passionate and I know you this character still bothers you. But remember, I'm human. I actually exist. So stop this. But then like coming under that, a lot of people were defending him and talking about how much they loved his character and would be so excited to see his a show about him and or if he came on to Obi-Wan or something like that. It was a whole big thing.
I would not be surprised.
I found that funny.
There was I really nerded out everybody and I bought these Star Wars magazines. I had four Star Wars magazines and one of them, I think it was Time, the story of Star Wars. At the end, it had like 20 upcoming shows that are on their way to your screen. At least, and this came out in May, at least five of those have already been canceled. So I feel like there's a lot of turmoil or maybe turmoil is not the right word, but a lot of shifting pieces, and they're like throwing ideas out there and seeing what sticks. I've got a lot of fears about the one that's going to be directed by the Spider-Man people. I think I'm hoping it'll be good, but I've got my theory and it's not a good one. It is funny because all my friends were like, is all of it so sad now? And I'm like, yeah, almost, yes. It's very, very tragic. and then it was interesting to see them kind of work through watching it as an adult where you're like, oh yeah, this was a lot of like grooming and trauma and Anakin got real screwed over, and it was fun, even though I did have to hold back a lot because I didn't want to ruin their experience.
I
had a lot to say. I had a lot to say.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I know you're always holding back.
It's true. It's true. It's hard, but you know, I think they had a good time and I appreciate it. And they definitely, we watched the first few episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi together and they really liked that. So yeah, success, I'll say. That's success.
It's good. I'm sure it was amazing and they had the best time and I'm sure they enjoyed every bit of detail you put into it.
They certainly brought me a bunch of gifts. I almost sent you a slew of pictures because I was like, this is what happens when you're such a big fan of something. But they brought me a welcome mat, a plush, some makeup, Star Wars themed makeup, some Star Wars popsicle thingies, a Star Wars placemats. Like welcome mat and placemats.
That's amazing.
I know. I was like, well, I love all of this, but I'm definitely like anyone who comes in to my apartment doesn't know who I am is going to be freaked out at this point.
They're going to know who you are. Yeah, at that true. Point. Like that is, yes, this makes sense. This is Annie. Welcome to her world.
Like right away with the welcome mat that is too big for our hallway. So I feel kind of
oh,
bad about
no.
it.
How? What?
It's just like, it takes up over half.
Okay.
So I feel bad. The other person doesn't have a welcome mat.
Oh, you could just share it. Partially on their side, partially on your side. What an honor.
Yeah, there we go. I have no idea if they would be into that or not. Also, I just want to say, I did get a lot of questions and concerns about canon, and I appreciated it. I was like, yeah, who knows? I can tell you what I think, but I don't know for sure.
There's a lot of conversation about canon right now with Obi-Wan, of course.
Oh my God.
I've been following along. It's just like people that I know who love Star Wars are now like talking about it. So I'm like, oh, here it is in my feed. Cool. I don't know what's happening, but I'll read it. It's the appreciation of the appreciation. That's what I want to be. But I'm glad you had such a great time. And welcome back when we're back in chaos and trying to put it all back together for work.
Yes, for work. It has been a bit of a chaotic upheaval. Thank you for asking me and indulging me in this Star Wars talk. We are going to have a Star Wars update soon. I think once Obi-Wan Kenobi finishes, I got some things we got to talk about. But also, yeah, congratulations, Samantha. And I'm sorry you're so tired, but congratulations. That's awesome. I cannot wait to see it.
Yes.
Yes. Well, listeners, if you have any updates in your life that you would like to share with us.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. We are slowly pulling together a listener mail episode type thing. So please send in your messages if you want to be included in that, or even if you don't, but put a note at the bottom if you don't, so we don't accidentally include you. We love hearing from you no matter what. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.